John.
I'm Axel.
And I'm the Maestro.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery. Oh, John. I'm sorry.
I'm a sucker.
God. You try to hold it in.
I do. You know what I didn't notice until now? We should title the episode of this, title this episode Dueling Bongs 2.
Dueling Bongs 2?
Yeah,
oh,
Dueling
you're
Bongs
right.
Dueling Bongs 1, we were both using bongs.
Yeah, I do remember that, but we can't name it that.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, we have a special name already picked out for it.
We do, and I'm sure...
You can't remember it?
Oh, nope.
It's Maestro. Hello, and there's a reason it's titled Maestro, is because we have a new producer named...
Maestro.
Oh, Maestro, that's right. That's exciting. I was hoping some claps would happen then, but oh well.
So,
oh well, producer.
Maestro, how are you doing?
Great. How about you guys?
We're doing fine. Are you...
Are you excited to be here, I guess? Yeah, like this is exciting for me, at least. Like, it's a new studio.
Yeah,
new producer.
For sure, guys. I'm extremely excited. Great to be part of your podcast, finally.
Nice.
Sick.
Nice. I like your big-ass lighter over there.
Yeah.
Could you
yeah,
describe
no,
that?
Oh, yeah.
To me?
He has this lighter that's like at least 6 inches long, but it looks like a normal Bic lighter.
Yeah, I have the ultimate Bic lighter. I got it on one of those liquor stores on the side of a highway in the middle of nowhere.
I've heard of liquor stores. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get liquor from them.
Yeah, I've heard of those places. How much was it?
$6. It's really cool, actually.
Really?
It's so people don't steal my lighter.
That's still going to fucking happen, dude. In the smoking pot world, it just happens accidentally.
Not that lighter, dude. The lighter is bigger than your hand. It'll stick out of your pocket, any pocket you put it in.
You say that now and then watch it happen, frankly. Like I used to buy dragon lighters that just had epic pictures of dragons on them.
But
just because they're so epic, you look at it and be like, this obviously is not my lighter. But no, they would steal it. Still,
no.
Accidentally, but still. I don't care. I don't care what you say. Thanks.
I tell you, everyone knows I carve into my lighters, and then,
yeah, like big, like intricate, like
yeah,
murals basically into your lighters.
I carve lighters, and they're textured, and they're colored, and they're one of a kind, and they still get stolen. So it doesn't matter what you do to the lighter, unless you make it, you know, four times as big. Yeah, I'd say 6 times as big.
And it'll probably still be stolen.
I was going to say, just report back to me, Maestro, when you're like, where's my huge lighter? I don't remember it being done.
Axel stole it.
just to show you, like, karma's there, bitch. All right. I have a cool story. I've been stumbling on it a couple times, and I think you've probably already heard of it, but I don't care. I read about this awesome Best Buy heist, and it really got my, like, evil heist juices, like, flowing.
Best Buy, the store, right?
Yeah.
The American store.
Yeah. Oh, did you not hear? Okay. Well, what do you think is a good score for Best Buy heist? Like, monetary value. I'm asking this to the bakery maestro, everyone. Like, just how much? Like, you're robbing a Best Buy. Let's all put
how
our robber.
Money?
We're pretending we're burglars now.
Okay.
We're using our imaginations. We're burglars. And we're going to, like, knock over Best Buy. And, like, what's a good score? Like, how much do you think you're going to get from it?
Okay, I assume we're prepared and we're going at night with, like, trucks and...
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool prepared, I tell you.
Because they call it a heist. It's not like like a break-in and they stole a couple TVs. It's a fucking heist, right?
Yeah, Dubious John, ever the detective.
It's, I'm guessing, I don't know, a couple thousand?
Oh, way more.
Way more?
Yeah.
What do you say, Maestro?
Well, a truckload? Like a Best Buy
stuff? I'm not saying a truckload, just a score. Like, how much you could... steal in and get away with it really quick.
Really quick?
Yeah.
Oh, at least, $10,000.
Okay, so you say a couple thousand, $10,000.
They got
away with...
Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, you... Oh, okay.
No, I already heard it. 20 what?
You heard it? Yeah. God damn it. Okay,
yeah.
Damn. They got away with $26,000 in laptop computers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just for the laptops, huh?
Oh, yeah, because what they did was... It was a professional crew.
Smarter.
It was a high level of sophistication. They never touched the floor.
What, really? How'd they do it?
Mission Impossible status.
They
rappelled in from the roof.
Wow. And then, okay, so Best Buy is set up like any other big, large warehouse store.
Yeah,
where
they
you
have,
see
like,
the I-beams running across the top. Yeah, the girders.
Yeah.
So that would make for good lattice work to string yourself along. And what a trip.
See, they got on the roof via a gas pipe. And they sawed through insulation and rubber, and then a 3 foot square out of the metal.
Uh-huh.
And then they rappelled down the 10 feet to the racks, snatched the computers, and then they rappelled out. It was very basic and like in and out, but they weren't seen on any cameras either. Because where they made the hole was blocked by advertisements in the store.
Dude, they cased that place
for course.
Sure.
Yeah, like I said, this is a very sophisticated heist that happened. And the last thing of the story was like, this may not be an isolated incident.
Hey!
So just look out, you know, if you own a Target or Best Buy or something.
Where did this happen?
Oh, shit, I didn't get that info. Sorry, John. You're in a Best Buy near you, I guess. Seriously, but I don't know. It just tripped me out thinking about these robbers just because, like you said, they really repelled in Mission Impossible status and really devoted to it, and they got away with it.
Well, we have a Best Buy employee in the bakery right now. I'm not going to say his name.
Oh, in the audience, yeah.
But he is shouting Ohio, so maybe it happened in Ohio. You Ohioans better watch
out.
That's a word.
Well, yeah, that's my like kind of against the law story. Just I thought it was kind of interesting.
So, did they get caught? Did they know anything about them?
No, that's the whole point. Like, they just got away with it. The employees the next day just walked in. There's a big hole in the ceiling, and all the laptops were gone. That's the best heist. Like we're
I was thinking TVs.
TVs?
That's what I was thinking. Ooh. But bigger than a laptop. Less valuable.
Yeah.
But
laptop would probably be the perfect product.
It's you know, more valuable in a smaller package.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TVs and are huge.
And they did the whole not touching the floor thing. Like I think that thing was amazing. Like so the TVs would have been harder versus the laptop doesn't
exactly
easy to do it.
Exactly.
So like it was kind of just ingenious. Uh-huh. Evil ingenious. But
well,
still. Very evil.
Yeah.
We don't endorse that here at the Devious Bakery, but it is a story. But I heard there's like a dubious past with the Maestro. I don't know. John was telling me something about it.
Oh, well, Maestro was telling me a story before we started about how he was out with a couple of buddies this past week or something, and he had an incident with some police officers.
Basically, well, this last weekend... we went out to celebrate a birthday with my cousin.
Okay.
And then after that, we basically went to the Korean barbecue. It was the first time I've ever been to Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue?
By the way, bomb.
Okay.
There's like a grill in our table and stuff. It was really cool.
Oh, really?
Okay. That's sick.
Yeah.
But anyways, was she naked?
A grill.
Grill.
No,
grill. Oh, I thought you said
not
it was
a girl.
On
no,
the table?
Was, on the table?
Yeah. Wow, I thought they were like, dude, Korean barbecue. Like, sick.
That's the place to be.
Dude.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I totally thought you said.
Reservations are tough.
Wow. Okay, I got to back
up. So, anyway,
it was a grill.
But
okay.
Anyways, I was just setting it up.
Okay.
So we left there. We dropped off our friend in Huntington.
Okay.
And as we were dropping him off, right, we were just about to blaze a bowl. Like, just about to. And as he was getting out of the car.
Where?
In Huntington.
I mean, like, were you on the street?
No,
or
we were just pulled up into his driveway.
Okay.
So we were about to blaze a bowl, and all of a sudden, I'm drunk, by the way.
He's had quite a few.
Yeah. So I opened the door, and I'm like, man, something's wrong with your truck, man. And then I'm like, I look up, I'm like, oh, shit, it's a helicopter above us. You know?
Just a helicopter?
You can hear
helicopter.
The sound.
Yeah,
okay.
The sound.
Engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought your engine was messed up.
Here, let me do a...
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good.
Exactly. Okay. I thought that was coming from the engine. And so then, a couple seconds later, boom, spotlight.
On you guys.
On us. I look up, I'm like, to the driver, I go, man, dude. The spotlight's on us, dude.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? So then we tell our buddy to get out, like get out,
just
go to the house.
Yeah.
And we drive about 20 feet, and then I tell the driver to pull over, like, you know,
yeah,
to stop. Let's see what they're wanting. We have no reason to have a spotlight on us.
Yeah, like what the f? Like
yeah,
out
so
of nowhere.
The driver's sober, and then
which is important? The best,
yeah,
most important part, basically.
The,
yeah.
Yeah, the driver's sober, and then basically he does like a million tests. You know, and he passes them all, but during...
Oh, the cops came?
Yeah.
After the spotlight? Like,
what do you... Oh,
cops pulled him over.
Pulled me over.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
okay.
Pulled us over. The spotlight was on us. They wanted us.
I see.
Yeah.
They were looking for a hit-and-run accident in the area.
Oh.
And obviously, we weren't it, but they did all the tests on the driver, and they didn't even get me out of the car. I was leaning over the side of the car. And I was just, I was looking at all the tests. I was just watching them, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember just, they said, like, where did you come from? And Joey, or my friend, said, Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, that place is bomb. And the you could see the cop, like, he didn't know where the sound came from. Like, the, you know?
Yeah, with his flashlight.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, where'd that come from? To the deputy. And the deputy was like Robin, as I called him.
Yeah. From Batman and Robin.
I called him Robin.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, oh, it's the comedian passenger.
Oh,
you know?
Sick.
And then you see the main cop just flashes his light over there. He's like, sit down and shut up. I'm like, yes, sir.
Dude. Yes, sir. I have offense to that. Wow.
That's really? Just the sit down and shut up part?
And that's the end of my story.
Kind of. A little bit, like, I don't know. You don't need to do that. I know Maestro a little bit, and you don't need to say that. Sit down and shut up. You said you're just sitting there, minding your own business, just kind of talking.
What? I guess I was a comedian for a second.
So what? That's against the law?
No.
To be a comedian? I'm a comedian, like, when I'm with cops. Like, I totally, like, ham it up.
You do.
Pretty much. Yeah. I've got nothing to lose.
Dude, they have guns on them.
So? Yeah, are they going to shoot me? What for? Like, they're not. I'm not afraid of that gun unless I'm going to, you know, deserve to get shot, which I'm not going to.
Sure.
I've been pulled over all sorts of things. A couple things come to mind when Axel and I were heading down to Comic-Con, and we were heading down with a buddy.
With our friend Grundle.
Grundle.
Yeah, Grundle the Carpathian. Just because he's really big.
Anyways, we were heading down there with Grundle, and he gets pulled over for speeding by a highway patrolman.
Yeah, because he was flying like 90 miles an hour, I remember, because we were talking about the show, and he was really interested in the show. He was like, ugh, we want to know. He's going really quick, and the lights just got flashed, and like none of us, all three of us in the car, didn't see it.
Well, I was sitting in the back seat behind the passenger, and I was, at that point, I had already rolled out the tobacco of a cigarette, and I was repacking it with marijuana.
That was going to be awesome.
So that way we can smoke it wherever we wanted to.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. But I was right in the middle of it. I had the cigarette half full in one hand, a grinder with its lid off in my lap, and there was a lighter over here and a bag of weed over here.
Yeah. He was exposed. I totally saw it.
Very exposed. And I'm just looking down, doing what I got to do, when I see the red and blue flashing lights. I was like, holy shit. And I turn around and he's right behind us. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I have precious little time to clean this shit up.
Yeah, and then Grundle just kept going for like a little bit, and the guy even got on the radio, was like, pull over! It's like, and then like he pulled over, and he's all like, are you trying to kill somebody? Pull over! It was like really intense.
He said that to
Yeah, but as we were during that time, me and John were like using that time to like kind of hide our, because I think I had like a piece or something, totally like at my feet. And so I was like kicking it under the table, I mean under the chair. But, oh God! When he came over, he talked right to Grundle, like at the steering wheel, and I'm like, I just stared straight ahead, straight ahead, just like look at the cars ahead of me, just like don't make eye contact stuff.
And he, when he was interviewing Grundle and just talking to him about the speeding, and Grundle said, "Yeah, sure, I know speeding, yada yada. Here's all my shit. I'm legit. There you go." Yeah. And the cop got all of it, walked back to his car, got the ticket, wrote it out, came back. Gave it to Grundle, walked away.
Yeah.
I never saw his face.
Me neither. And that means he was an amazing police officer.
I agree.
I think that was a great experience. Grundle would disagree, but, you know, he got pulled over.
Yeah, he got the ticket.
And I wanted to add, too, that he was not smoking at all. Grundle was not smoking at all. So
yeah,
it was just,
you're right.
It was just me and John. So we were the ones freaking out, but that officer seriously was just kind of doing his job a little bit. Like, just give me the ticket and go on to the next guy. Because, you know, I don't know. I know sometimes they like ask like, what are y'all doing? What's happening in here? Maybe y'all ought to get out and, well, I don't know, just act like assholes.
Well, yeah, we have had I had an asshole once. I was really, really hungover.
Yeah.
Like super hungover. And I had work the next day. And it was on a Saturday, so it was like relaxed work. Mm-hmm. And everybody at work knew I was hungover, and that's why I looked like shit. Like I look like just rode deep. Hard and laid out to dry. But
just grizzled.
Yeah. So I go get breakfast for everybody in the morning, and I'm turning left. I'm in the left-hand turn lane. And just something catches my eye, and I look over, and it's a cop.
Fuck.
I don't think much of it. I'm like, okay, whatever, and I just turn my head back. He makes his turn, makes a U-turn, gets behind me, and my registration has expired, and so that's his, you know, just cause.
Yeah.
So I make my turn, and I only have 20 feet to go before I hit the driveway to my work.
Oh my God, you're just like hoping.
Yeah, so I make the turn and I turn into the driveway and he lights me up. And so I'm like, oh shit, all right, you know, I'll pull over. And so I cruise around to the back of the building and he gets on the megaphone, pull over here! You know, this is that, like, don't get out of my sight kind of thing. I'm like, yeah. Okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have any of my bullshit.
Couldn't talk your way out of it.
He was a Robin. This guy was a total Robin. Just some noob. He's noob to the forest. He's looking for the big score. This red-eyed kid's got drugs.
Yeah. But so, he didn't find anything, though, right?
Well, after an hour and a half of searching, he didn't find shit. Yeah. I was at work, and I was getting breakfast, and I was hungover. I wanted that food, and okay, so I get pulled over, and he approaches the car, and he calls him back up, and he asks me to step out of the car and search and everything, and he's got probable cause because I look loaded. And
he thinks because your eyes are red that you have to be on drugs, which you weren't. You were just hungover.
Yeah, I was just haggard. And
pisses me off.
Yeah, so he calls in, like, backup. like three squad cars and a narcotics officer on a bike.
And probably took them off murder investigations.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, on the way to you.
Something important.
Yeah, serious.
And so they search my car and whatnot. And by this time, my work is calling me. You know, wondering where the hell I am. And I've got the food sitting on the top of the car. And luckily, I was pulled over, in view of the back door to my work. And someone comes out. My boss comes out, starts walking out.
Oh, that's ball busting, too.
Yeah, by this time, I'm just sitting on the hood of the cop car watching them search my trunk. Or the guy is moving to my trunk now. My boss makes it just in time to walk up and sits down next to me on the on the hood. And he's like, hey, what did they find you for? And I'm like, oh, they think I have weed. He goes, they can find anything? I said, no.
Yeah.
And just then he pops the trunk and pulls out a bong I made out of Legos once.
Yeah. The Lego.
That thing's awesome.
But it was. That's nothing, though.
All the cops chuckled. They all loved it. Even my boss was like, wow, that's fucking creative.
That's awesome.
So I kind of got away with that one. Jeez.
To be pulled over in front of your boss.
That guy is so chill. He's a big hippie from way back, so I'm not even worried about that. But anyways, yeah, I ended up, you know, not getting a ticket for anything because of my time and trouble.
Yeah.
Just 2 hours out of my day wasted. I got to make up again, like, at the end of the day. Still hungover. And I'm pissed I don't have weed.
Yeah. Dude, that sucks. I just remember, like, the cops fucked me over all in one day, they decided. Like, I had no problem with them, and then I got three tickets in one fucking day. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? That's fucking bullshit.
Are you serious?
I'm
three?
Dead serious. Yeah,
You really got three
I got
day.
Two registration tickets, because same shit. Like, registration's awesome. Like, if you have no idea your registration is expired, you will never get pulled over, ever, because you have no idea. But as soon as someone, like, points out, oh, hey, by the way, you're actually expired for, like, 6 months, you've been expired. Oh, I'm expired? My tags are? Oh, okay. You're going to be pulled over that day, a week from then. Like, you're fucked because you know about it.
Is that Axel's law?
It's Axel's law. I think it's registration law, though, because that works for everyone's registration. Right? Huh. Just for me, it happened twice. That's Axel's law. So I got the two tickets there. And then my third one was just another, just a bullshit speeding ticket. It really was. I was going 50 in a 35. Come on.
50 in a 35?
I was going 50 in a 35 because the cop was chasing me, and I was trying to get away from them. But they didn't let me up yet. I was just trying to get away from them, and so the cop caused me to speed, frankly.
What? You jackass. Dude, when was the last time you were told, hey, next time you see a cop, speed away? You always slow down, act natural,
because
don't make quick movements.
Dude, it was like a very narrow street. I thought they didn't want to do some... We're on a curve. I didn't think they wanted to do some, like, crazy bullshit maneuver, like, to get around me and kill me. So I sped the fuck up because they were getting really close to my ass, but they weren't lighting me up or anything. They were trying to freak me the fuck out, and I freaked.
I had
and
a guy do that.
And I did, so... And that's what happened. That's how they made me pull over.
I have,
so.
Too. I've had cops follow you home, all the way home.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
One guy right up the street, I was picking up a pack of cigarettes, came out of the liquor store, smoking my cigarette, got in my car, and started driving down the street, and I see an officer driving the opposite way, and he flips a bitch and follows me. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this shit? What's going on here? I'm all legit. So you, I don't know. I don't know what your deal is. And I eventually get to a point where I can turn, and he pulls up to the right of me and just looks at me, and I hold up my cigarette, and he goes, oh, okay, and drives off. It's like, what the fuck? God damn it! Scared the hell out of me. My heart's beating the whole time. I'm scared to death. I had another guy follow me home one time. Got on my ass real bad. I saw him from far away, and he just sped up to get on my ass. And while I was making my right hand turn, he just, you know, inches away from my ass.
Yeah,
he's tickling my butthole.
They do that.
And so I make my turn, and he just kind of turns into the second lane of the street and gives me like a dirty look on the way by.
Civil servants, man, come on.
Well, they're not all bad.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to meet some. I meet some good ones every once in a while. I really do. So I don't want to like bash
this
and all
is
the
like
cops.
The civil servant bashing like half
kinda,
hour.
It kind of. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have
first
the story
you start off with bashing cops, pulling people over.
Yeah. You just bring that out in us, Maestro. Because I actually
we
have
love
another.
Cops.
Oh, because I have another story.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'll bring it to Maestro. Then you just said that. Would you ever give a cop the finger?
No.
See,
I don't want to go to jail.
In my mind, the ruling is still out on that one. It's like carrying an unloaded gun in places where it's legal to carry an unloaded gun. You know, it's like I don't know.
I would, because what are you going to go to jail for? You have the right to do that, basically. Like, I'm not going to say if they deserved it, basically. Yeah, I would flip off a cop. But the reason I'm talking about it is there's this guy called Robert J. Akins, that's his name, and he likes to fight for his right to free speech. And so last year he flipped off a county sheriff. And that resulted in a verbal showdown, traffic tickets, and ultimately a federal lawsuit.
Ooh.
But basically what legal experts say, and so now everyone in the bakery can know, but virtually every time someone is arrested for this, for flipping off a cop, the case is either dismissed before trial. Or the person's convicted, but then they win an appeal. Basically every case. But it's not against the law. It's just a rude gesture. It's not against the law. So they really have no, like...
As long as you're not threatening.
Yeah.
Precisely.
And so basically what it is, though, is when you flip them the bird, that's when they start, like John was saying earlier, finding the kind of reasons to pull you over.
Exactly. They have the right to harass you. If they think you're a threat, and, you know, flipping them off is just as much of a threat as actually saying fuck you.
I could see that.
Right? Which is not very much of a threat, as far as on your life.
But how often do they get that, you know?
That's the most
how
important
often
thing
do
in
they
court
get...
of law, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's all of, well, yeah.
Because the cop will mess with you as much as his power, mm-hmm. you know, because you pissed him off personally.
Yeah.
But when the court sees it, it's just fuck you or the bird.
Yeah,
it's not threatening their life. If you were to say something about their family or them personally, like, hey, I'm going to get you, that's a different story.
Yeah, but just the middle finger, yeah, so that totally, you're right, that explains why they just cannot arrest you, or you can't get arrested for that, basically, or convicted, I should say, and you always get appealed. But it was funny, the guy, he's done this before, actually, this isn't the first time he's done it, he's actually done it three other times, too. But the first time he did it, he flipped off the cop out of his sunroof as he was behind him.
I wonder what he's flipping these guys off for. Like, are they doing something to him? Are they riding his ass? And he's just like, "Fuck you."
He had this he had this political statement. Actually, this is why he said he was flipping off the cops.
Oh, he's got a statement. Is this on his
I did it because I have the right to do it. What I'm expressing is the right to dissent, and that's just his. Basically, he's just expressing that thought, because he went on to say that he, you know, cops kill like people with no guns and stuff and whatever. He's just basically finding a cause and fighting for it.
But yeah,
it just made me think, because I've often thought about that too. Like, if I could just flip off a cop just driving by, like, fuck that guy, you know, just fuck you. And so the answer is technically,
I've wanted to plenty of times.
Oh, totally, right? Totally. Every time you see one, because they just kind of
no. No, I'm talking about the asshole who gives me a ticket. Like, you know, when we're waving goodbye to each other, just give him the bird.
Oh, CHP.
Yeah, that guy.
No.
Yeah, no. Just I know what you mean, because, like, I never would, personally, either. Like, I never would, but you have the right to.
Yeah, well, yeah, you have the right to do a lot of things, but you know. But yeah, you should eating the American exercise flag in the middle of a courthouse is not the right thing to do.
But that actually, that story is out is a shout out to our super fan James Mallett.
Oh, so, I know that guy.
Yeah, that one's for you. Because he reminded me about the shout-out, and so, like, yes, he's getting a shout-out. Because he talks to us all the time. He's, like, one of the few super fans who actually, like, talk to us on our Facebook. So if anyone who listens ever is on Facebook and sees the Dubious Bakers on, talk to us. Like, let us know you listen to the show.
Yeah, it is.
For sure, it works.
Axel or John.
Yeah, one of it's us. We don't have a crew.
Except for the grips, but they don't.
Yeah, and we have Maestro, of course.
They just fold cord. Hey, well... 2009 best inventions according to Vindias.com. Yeah, according to this website.
Okay.
So this Philips Electronics makes an LED light bulb that lasts 25 times as long as an incandescent.
Light
which
bulb?
Is, yeah. Uses 10 watts to emit a bunch of light as 60 watt incandescent.
How long does it last in general?
I don't know.
Because it's really 25 times? I would say, like, more than 100 years, because I know some light bulbs can, like, last 100 years.
So. See, I thought an incandescent was the newest and greatest, and this thing is LED, so LEDs are super
No,
great.
Incandescents are natural, the normal bulbs, like
with
in
the
old
filaments?
Homes.
Yeah, I thought incandescent was,
That's
like,
what
the
incandescent bulbs are.
They have a filament.
What's the new one?
The new one?
The newest light bulb LED, right?
Well... Yeah,
halogen?
LED would be the small one.
That's retarded. I don't know what that... I'm not sure now.
Light-emitting diode. That's what LED stands for.
Did I tell you about the psychic cat?
No.
Do you want to hear about a psychic cat?
Yes.
See, this kind of stuff weirds me out, because there's just some phenomenons in nature that are just so bizarre. How does it happen? There's a Oscar the cat who's 5 years old, has an uncanny ability to predict death.
Oh.
This cat lives in a nursing home and has already predicted 50 deaths correctly.
How does he predict?
He will go and lay with the patient. I think it... let's see. He will go and lay with the patient. I don't remember the length of time, but, you know, he predicts that you're next, so he goes... And they've even gone so far as to, you know, set him outside of a door who the staff thinks is going to die next, and he'll wander over to this door over here.
Oh.
And he'll go lay with them.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that a trip? And here's the thing. They have 5 other cats at the home, but none of them show these signs. This is in New England. It's a nursing home for people with severe dementia. I don't know if that adds anything.
I was going to say, I think it takes someone with severe dementia to somehow train a cat to sense death. Because I assume someone trained it.
Trained it? No, this cat was, like, given to it a couple of years ago.
It just appeared, this cat? This cat had a background. This cat had a life.
It's being compared to dogs that smell cancer.
What?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Dogs that smell cancer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They could smell these cancerous, like, cells within the person, I guess? Well, or...
I don't know if it's all
it's
dogs.
It's not exactly proven, but, yeah, they use dogs to smell cancer.
Huh.
It's weird.
But just, like, dogs know wounds, I would say.
Well,
you
no
wounds.
Wounds
on your body.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
for sure. They know, find like, them out.
Yeah.
I mean, they could track out. You with their blood, but I don't think they could be like, you have appendicitis. If they, like, smell you.
Why not?
They do.
All that stuff is excreting through you some way or another. Maybe a dog can just pick
right.
up on it.
It is like, there is a whole world of smells that us humans have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, we smell the cake cooking, and they smell the frosting, the flour, you know, all the other ingredients.
Like ingredients.
Yeah, like the 10 dogs that are, like, around or something.
I heard it was said that domesticated dogs are losing their sense of smell. Is that true?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope not.
I don't know.
I could see that happening. Maybe just, you know, starting to be, they don't need it as much, maybe.
Exactly. I heard just because they were living domestically, they were losing that just because they rely on their sight now. They need to see their food dish. They don't need to smell it out. Smell
I
out.
I hope not. I just hope that's not true.
Yeah. I watched that dog whisper show.
The power of the pack.
Million or whatever. And I guess that's the most important thing to a dog is the scent. They lose, like, their animal ability.
Because like your territory and stuff, you can't sense it anymore.
Animals are a trip. According to Mansers, the TV show on Spike, a chicken is the best wingman to bring to a bar because a chicken will search out for the most symmetrical face in the crowd it can find. And beauty usually always equals symmetry. So
that's why I got this mug right here, John.
A chicken picked you out?
That's why we're we're a podcast for a reason.
Podcast for a reason.
Wait a minute. I'm on this show. Oh, no. Hey.
Did you hear about the Swiss freediver who broke the world record for holding his breath underwater?
Freediving. I haven't seen that in a while. That is some nutty shit.
So, any guesses how long he held his breath for?
We got 6 minutes from the bakery. I'm gonna say 4:30, Bob.
4 minutes, 30 seconds.
Or eight. Drew.
8 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Before I say this, the world record for oxygen-assisted static apnea. He held his breath for 19 minutes and 21 seconds.
Wow!
Wow!
Did he? Wow!
Yeah! Wow! Exactly. Like, it just seriously, like, that makes. I was stunned too when I read this, because I was just like, shouldn't it? Brain damage, like, brain damage. But I read a little more into it, but he was allowed to inhale pure oxygen 10 minutes prior to his attempt.
Okay, so pure oxygen. See, the thing is, the further you go down, the more dense your oxygen gets. So when you exhale, it's like the same amount of oxygen or air that you inhaled at the top. So, but the coming up is the bad part. Really? That's the tricky part.
No, because he did it in a water tank in Switzerland, and he said the first 12 minutes were no problem.
Fucking
A. I thought that was the funniest part, actually.
How deep did he get?
They didn't talk about that. It was more about just how long he did it for, and he broke the old record by 19 seconds.
19 seconds? Really? What was his time? 19 something?
19 minutes and 21 seconds.
Wow, that is cutting it close. All right. Well,
play that fucking thing. They're gonna be damned for.
Oh, it's time. Man, it's the end of the. So yeah, if this is your first time listening, let's check us out on our archives at thedubiousbakery.com.
Yes.
Join us on our Facebook. Yeah. Comment on our wall.
Yeah, we're always on, so and just us two. No, don't be dope. No,
yeah, we don't have a crew or anything. So
exactly. So you can also find us on iTunes. Dubious Bakery.
You're skiing while you're peeing.
Fantastic.
As always, thank you.
Soapy massage, menage a trois with a clusterfuck. She whipped out my hot dog and gave a little mustard suck. I hit the ham wallet with the force to bust the dog. I'm fucking with that other shit. Baby oil smother shit. The way I'm dropping bills make you think I'm on the. My mother flipped when she saw the statement from my discovery card. She said my son's a.